My body belongs to me. I ought to be able to do anything I want with it. That's what I hear a lot of people say, and it's becoming more and more that way. Many places it's still illegal to prostitute your body. Many places it's still illegal to abuse your body with drugs. But more and more people are being permitted to do whatever they want with their body. They even use that as an excuse to kill their own children, thinking that it's the same body as theirs, therefore they must have a right to kill a child that they are carrying, even though that child has a different bloodstream, has different DNA, is different in every way that one person is different from another. But according to the Apostle Paul, our bodies are not our own. Especially those of us who are following Jesus Christ, who have proclaimed our faith in Him and have received the Holy Spirit. Listen to what he says in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I would not be brought under the power of any. Food for the belly, and the belly for food. But God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God has both raised up the Lord, and he will also raise us up by his own power. Do you not know that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Well, God forbid. What, do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For two, says he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a person does is outside of the body, but he that commits fornication sins against his own body. What, know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You see, we really do not own our own body. Body does not belong to us. If we have received Jesus Christ, if we follow him, it belongs to God. And our bodies were not made for fornication, but were made to serve God. That's why he made us in the first place. I know that we have all kinds of reason to justify our actions, and self-justification is an art that we have all learned. But know this, no fornicators will be with God in heaven. It's just as simple as that. There are many scriptures that tell us that. So, I belong to God. I've been bought with a price, the price of Christ's blood. Let's pray. Oh, Father, keep me from sin. Keep me from fornication, Lord. The temptations are great in this world, but I want to walk with you with integrity. And I know that I am one with you. I'm one spirit with you. And in Christ, I am one body with Christ. That's what Paul tells me. And so help me to live my life as one who is a temple of the Holy Spirit, the temple of God. And may I flee fornication in Jesus' name. Amen.